Welcome to the Favorites Podcast. I am Chad Millman from the Action Network. It is Wednesday, which can only mean one thing. We are going to bring in the bookmaker to the world from Boyd Gaming and New Orleans, every Boyd Gaming outpost around the country. And there's a surprise for everybody on the other side of the intro music. So don't change the channel. The greatest joy of my day is being able to look at Bob Scucci in the eyes as his intro music is played. I'm fairly certain he's tearing up a little bit.
No, that's just, you know, it's hot in here, so my glasses are getting steamy.
You need some window, some window wipers for your, for your glasses. Bob Scucci is live and in person in New York. It's great to see you, buddy.
Great to be here. Great to finally see the digs here. And
yeah, we've upgraded.
I could from the last time I was here. This is great.
It's really nice, and you get to look at the hipster mats.
Yep. Get to meet you guys in person.
The podcast. It's very exciting.
It is.
I'm glad you're here in New York. I'm sorry that it's too cold for you.
Man.
I know.
How do people live in this?
It's not right. Today's like a decent day, too.
Decent? Man, the wind is whipping.
It's like in the 40s today.
Yeah, but it's the wind. It's just
I took two long walks today.
Oh, man. You can't sit out in the courtyard smoking cigars.
You do not have that option here. No.
Got to be indoors.
You will not be outside again for 6 months if you live in New York.
Oh, I was, you know, I was waiting for you outside the building. I felt like Enzo the baker from The Godfather. He's waiting outside the hospital. Put the collar up. Put your hands in your pockets like you have a gun.
Do you want to tell people why you were waiting outside instead of coming up to the 11th floor?
Man, because I hate elevators.
What is that about?
You get stuck in one of those.
Have you been stuck in an elevator?
I've been stuck in an elevator.
You have?
Yeah.
When?
A long time ago in San Francisco. And it was had to be the smallest elevator. You couldn't sit down in it. It was one of those old hotels, those boutique hotels.
Yeah.
And it fit maybe three people standing. And it just, it got stuck. And then it got dark. And just a horrible experience.
So how long were you in there?
It felt like days. It was probably about maybe 30 minutes.
Sorry for you.
Yeah. So when you told me you were on the 11th floor, I was like,
oh. Yeah. You just responded, oh, shit.
Yeah. And these elevators aren't so big, by the way.
These elevators are small and ancient.
Yeah.
Hey, last week was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So you got, you know, destroyed on Thanksgiving Day because all the favorites covered.
Yeah.
Phil and Tiger was the next day.
Yeah.
And the numbers that Bleacher Report is talking about feel like really big numbers. They're talking about, you know, huge. I think they said something like, I don't know, 750,000 streams at one point for the match. What kind of activity did you see?
Betting activity, yeah. or just interest in it?
Both.
Yeah. I mean, the interest was tremendous. I mean, everybody was kind of waiting for it. And, you know, they picked, you know, the day after Thanksgiving, which is a great spot, great time for it, kind of in between a lot of the other action. But as you know, the problem with the feed created an issue. You know, we knew right away we weren't getting the feed when we just see the black screen. And, you know, we're calling the distributors and everything. So people were getting anxious and some people were kind of leaving the casinos.
Really?
Because they wanted to see it. They wanted to see the beginning of it. They wanted to see it from the start.
They wanted the pageantry.
Yeah. They didn't want to wait and miss something good at the beginning. So they all started scrambling to find somewhere where they knew that it would be on. And of course, we got it up in time for the start of it, but a lot of people didn't know that. But on the wagering side, remember, it was up for a long time. So we got quite a bit of action on it, you know, more than any other kind of similar type of I mean, the last time there was something of this magnitude with Tiger, just one-on-one with Sergio Garcia. We drew quite a bit on that one, too,
yeah.
But this one was bigger. We'll see the golf numbers. You know, the way that the gaming numbers in Nevada are broken out, we could kind of decipher and segment out that other category because they don't list it in just golf. Golf is part of, you know, tennis
yeah.
and miscellaneous. So we'll see if there's a spike in November for that other category and just how much. And then we can kind of deduce how much was bet on it.
Why don't they break out NFL from college football?
Because it's how do you do it? It's always been the question. Like you bet, let's say you bet a $100 parlay and you've got an NFL team, college team, and let's say a third team, NHL. Is it $33 on each? Is it $100 on the first team, $100 on the last team? It's really difficult. And a lot of the systems that people use are all different. So you're getting different reporting from property to property based on what kind of platform they have.
I feel like this past weekend in the NFL, things started to turn themselves back into normalcy. You saw the Bills win as big dogs. You saw the Broncos win. You saw what else happened?
Favorites covered some big double-digit favorites. So the,
right, the Patriots covered big.
The Chargers covered big. The Ravens against the Raiders.
Yes.
The three biggest point spreads, the double-digit favorites all covered. The only saving grace for us, really, two games. The Broncos winning against the Steelers, and
the Dolphins covered.
The Dolphins, because the Dolphins would have been better if they won the game outright for us, because just to kill some teaser. It wasn't a great weekend for us. I mean, could have been a lot worse, particularly how it led up with
if not for the brilliant bookmaking you did.
And I keep saying that. You know what? Some of our best bookmaking is on days we lose. You
know? Some of the best editing I've ever done were on the stories where we got sued. And like, you really got to look at it from the perspective of, we could have been sued for so much more.
If I
hadn't been on my editing game that day.
Right. Okay. I heard it many times at the game. I'm here for the ICE sports betting conference.
Yes.
And I heard all the bookmakers.
I'll be there tomorrow. I'm speaking twice.
Oh, okay. I'll try to look for you there.
Yeah. I'll be in the green room. I'm not sure if you can get in there.
Yeah. Make sure you get plenty of pancake. You know, they're taking pictures.
Yeah. Speaking twice.
Okay. I saw there were so many bookmakers, both from Europe, Nevada, Jersey, and all saying the same thing, that a lot of the loss is out of your control, but it doesn't mean it's bad bookmaking. So they didn't go quite as far as I did, saying that sometimes it's your best bookmaking when you lose. But I wanted to get up on stage and just kind of throw that one in. Well,
I'm speaking twice tomorrow. And so I feel like I'm going to have the opportunity at some point to reference that losses could be worse if bookmakers like Bob Scucci weren't so good at their job.
Make sure you attribute. You know, that's something that journalists learn, right? You always
have a tribute. Yeah.
Okay.
I give attribution where it's due. I don't need to plagiarize stuff, especially gems like that. Speaking of bookmaking, I feel like the New Orleans Saints as 7 or 7.5 point dogs at home or on the road against the Cowboys, I immediately saw that number. And as much as I hate betting on the Cowboys, I saw that and thought, oh boy, this is going to be a tough decision.
Well, this feels like the last four times that the Saints played.
Sure, right?
It's like deja vu all over again. You know, how many times do we put up a gigantic number, Saints on the road, and feel that the right play is the home dog, and they just keep covering and covering and covering. They don't cover by much. I mean, the Falcons game, I mean, they were right there within striking distance, but every week it's the same thing with the Saints. So apparently we haven't lost enough on the Saints, so we're gonna
keep taking
this
that
number
money.
Again. But, we put up a high number, 8.5. Right away, they take the 8.5. It's down to 7.5.
Yeah.
And we know it's the same pattern that, you know, the public is going to be on the Saints at about a 10-1 clip. And the sharp guys will take the other side. But, you know, how much do you take on, you know, so if I go back, to eight and a half, how much do I take on the Cowboys and then finally have the cow, you know, the dog cover and then give away what would have been a good win.
Right.
So we're not going to do that. We're going to ride it out and just
Well,
keep...
the other thing I'm going to talk about in one of the two times I speak at the conference tomorrow is that bookmakers, they're bettors. Like, you don't necessarily want to be even. Like, you want to have a little bit of a – you want to have some action.
No. Well, first of all, it's a myth to have perfect two-way action. You'll never get it. It's impossible, especially the part that, that they always miss when they talk about two-way action is two-way action at the same number. It's no good if you get, you know, a ton of money at minus 7.5 and a ton of money at plus 8.5 and have it land on 8. What good is your two-way action? But you don't even want to try and get two-way action because the best that you're going to do is win a very small margin, and that's not the goal of the bookmakers. You know, the goal is to win as much as you can and increase those margins. You know, and you're not going to do it trying to get two-way action on every game.
My goal as a bettor, you'd think, would be to win as much as I can. It's not. It's to have as much fun as I can.
Well, that's rare among a
I'm
lot
pure.
Of
pure
especially among the professional bettors.
Yeah.
You don't see too many professional bettors just like laughing it up and saying, I'm just
here to have
fun.
A good time.
Yeah, I win some money. But
I'm here for the drinks and the atmosphere.
Yeah. You never quite
see. Who doesn't like to spend the afternoon inhaling at a sports book?
Yeah.
It's the best.
It really is, yeah.
Please give me that well vodka and the secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
And a side of a nickel on the Bears.
Yep, that sounds like the, our clientele.
Yeah. That's so funny. All right, so... The wise guys were taking the Cowboys when it was a big number. They're not taking it when it's a smaller number. And you're going to end up having to eat something on Sunday when this line goes back up.
Yeah. Yep. But we'll, I guarantee you we'll be the first one to go up. I mean, we'll first one to go to 8, first one to go to 9.
Why? Because you're scared?
No, because we're quick to react.
Like aggressive.
Like a cat.
Like a cat.
Yeah.
That's what I think about when I think of you. Cat-like reflexes. all right, well, here's an interesting one. Baltimore Ravens, they opened as 2.5-point favorites. The Atlanta Falcons are now 1-point favorites. A lot of money coming in on Atlanta. I liked Atlanta in this game. I liked Atlanta. I hate saying it because I hate the Falcons. Hate it.
Yeah.
What am I going to do here?
I hate the Falcons, too, after last week, and they couldn't
they... get... Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So frustrating.
Yeah.
I hate the Falcons.
I mean, this is the spot for them. I mean, at home, they should just win this game. And getting, you know, getting points, I could see the value.
Yeah.
But look at the Ravens' numbers each week increasing. You know, the lines I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The lines are getting bigger and bigger when the Ravens are playing. You look back at the Ravens-Saints game, and how credible does that game look, where it was only a 1-point margin where they came up short. So now looking back at how good the Saints are, that really was a quality loss.
Yeah.
You know, with Lamar Jackson, the guys like Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
You know, he's got about the same amount of rushes and yardage as you look at his stats. So it's like having an extra threat out there.
How far back will you look? So you can look now and say the Ravens were a quality loss.
Yeah.
But at the time, or the Saints were a quality loss. At the time, we were also not necessarily giving the Saints a ton of credit for that win.
Right. Because if you remember, we really thought that the Ravens was a play that day.
Yeah,
at home, getting points.
I played them.
Yeah,
I played them.
Yeah. So, but every week, I mean, the Saints, they keep like I said, we're not going to learn our lesson. We're going to put up another number here that the public is going to lay.
Yeah.
And just ride it out from here on out.
You didn't really answer my question.
No. How far back are we going to look?
Yeah.
For every team. Or just for the
well, generally? Like, what's your... Well, I mean, if you look at, like...
I'm not going to go back to week one.
The Saints lost to the Bucs in week one.
Right, yeah.
You're not looking at week one and being like, well, you know what? I think the Bucs are better than we thought. Like, the Saints were a different team.
I'm looking at key games. Key games where both teams feel... I mean, like, where you feel like this is a key game in a season. You look to the schedule, and there's just certain games where... You're looking for those key matchups, like Rams and Chiefs. You're looking for those games. So, you know, we're not going to go back to necessarily to week one or two.
No one gives the Bucs credit at this point for beating the Saints.
No. And the Texans, I mean, we're not going to look back to how they, I mean, they started 0-3.
Yeah.
Right? That's your team.
I love this team. I love this team. I think the biggest problem with this team is that Deshaun Watson holds the ball for way too long in the pocket.
Still learning.
And that is going to be a fatal flaw. Like, you know, you can always tell, like, when teams lose in the playoffs, they lose for the things that sort of made them snake bit throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And you watched that game last night, and so many times Deshaun Watson was holding the ball for too long. And, like, they're a really talented team, so they get away with it. But, you know, I also say, like, I look at that AFC conference right now, and obviously the Patriots are great. The Chiefs are great, but I don't know that the Steelers are any better than the Texans. Like, I think the Texans might be the third best team in the conference.
Yeah, you know, people kind of look to their schedule and say, okay, well, they didn't play anybody. But when you have that many wins.
Eight wins in a row, you can't.
In the NFL, I don't care who you're playing. That tells you it's a good team. It's a disciplined team.
They're great defense.
And the key is the defense. Those guys stay healthy. Clowney, J.J. Watt, those guys stay healthy.
Merciless?
Yeah.
You know what he is?
What is he? Is he merciless?
Really?
Is he?
Why are you such a hack?
I knew where you were going.
I wasn't going to go
you
there.
You were going to go there, yeah.
I wouldn't. Dude, that is such a cliche.
All right, so what is he?
I don't know. I expected just to walk away from the whole conversation.
Okay.
I didn't think you were going to come back
at
me. All right. Arizona is a 14-point dog to the reeling Green Bay Packers. This Cardinals team is strange because there was a stint in the middle of the year when Josh Rosen was taking over for Sam Bradford and then the first couple games after where it looked like he can move the ball. And then all of a sudden, they seem to have forgotten what they were doing.
Yeah.
And they can't do anything. But the Packers are bad.
Yeah.
And so what do I do with a 14-point spread?
I mean, as a professional handicapper, you're supposed to take it.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it hasn't been really panning out the last few weeks. So
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Some of the bad teams you just have to at one point stay away from. So you look back to, you know, the year the Browns just lost every game, and we kept saying, you know, you have to keep playing them. This is they're getting 10 points and they're at home. You have to play them, and they're getting 14 at home, and you have to play them, and they're. So you have to stay with those things as painful as it is as a professional handicapper, but it is painful. I mean, you look at the Raiders, you look at them, and you say, how can I keep betting these teams? And I don't care how many points I'm getting, but yeah, this is talk about an inflated line. It's deliberately inflated, knowing that the casual fan is just going to lay big points. It's a bet against Arizona. It's not necessarily saying that the Packers are invincible. It's just that. The Cardinals are that bad. So we're going to make this line incredibly high. The line really shouldn't be this high.
I'm not going to bet it.
Well, we're going to... We're
I got no time for this game.
Okay.
None. Don't like it. Don't like it. I also don't like the Rams as 10-point favorites on the road against the Lions.
Yeah. And here's a Rams team that, conversely, you know, you look at how the Saints keep covering. The Rams haven't been real strong covering a lot of these spreads. Obviously, their record just straight up is great, but I mean these big numbers is not in their wheelhouse. I mean they're not running, and because the defense, and we talked about it, they're letting teams score points.
They are.
So you know Detroit, I think Detroit scores a ton of points on them. So
I might bet this game.
This might be one, huh?
Oh boy!
Your attention, please.
Oh boy!
Chad is making a bet.
Oh, look at you! Oh boy!
Oh, I get to see what you actually do here. See, no, I was
I'm covering my...
See, now I'm in the studio. I get to see the secret... all right.
You cannot see what I'm doing.
I'm taking my steam-filled glasses and just covering them up.
It is like unbearably hot here, is it not?
Man, like, I know what you mean, yeah.
That is really
ears are hot. Yeah. And I'm not even wearing headphones.
No, it's... Imagine
are
if
they
you
turning
were.
Red? I don't know how you guys deal with this. It's freezing outside, it's hot inside.
Yeah. Lions plus 10 minus 115 at one particular book I'm looking at.
Yeah. Came down. Probably
was it minus 120?
No, it was 11 at one point.
Really?
Yeah. You missed a bad number there. I mean, you missed a good number.
I missed the best of the number.
Yeah.
Well, let me check another spot, see what's happening there. But I think my point is, you kind of in the middle of that conversation where I first looked at it and thought, ugh, Matt Patricia, then you made me reconsider my position.
Mm-hmm. Go against that defense, that porous defense.
It's not a great defense.
No, I thought it was a lot better than what it turned out to be.
They have nobody.
Yeah.
Like Aaron Donald is the only guy who can do anything on that defensive line. Marcus Peters is awful.
Yeah. Disappointment.
Yeah, all the way around.
Yep.
Hold on. I'm looking at one more place right now.
Okay. And I'm gonna check in with the guys.
Getting the same number.
Are you still there? Yeah. Okay. Just checking in.
It's not really professional to do that, Scooch.
No.
all right. I'm not making a bet right now. Let's take it back. Reverse it. You know, Hamilton that. Just reverse it. Go from helpless into satisfied.
All right.
Have you guys seen Hamilton?
No.
Rewind?
Oh.
Come
on, Chad.
I am not going to allegedly make a bet. That's the sound that it makes. Denver minus 4.5 at Cincinnati. Is Andy Dalton playing? Are you comfortable posting a line in this game now?
No, they don't. That's why I'm going to call the... Remember, I'm not in the hub right now.
No, so you're calling.
Yeah.
Right now, I'll do play-by-play. Right now, Scooch is with me in the studio.
Kevin, you there?
He has multiple cell phones.
What do we got on the Bengals?
And he's asking, what do we got on the Bengals? He's talking to his office.
And is Dalton playing, or what do we have?
He asked if Dalton was playing. He's getting an answer. He's sipping his coffee. Smiling.
This is a big mic. Yeah.
He's commenting on the mic.
Okay. So that's, Yeah, we got him out.
Got him out.
Yeah.
So you got him out, and you got the Bengals at plus 4.5.
Yep.
Which means to me, like, there's, like, minimal impact on Andy Dalton being out.
Exactly.
They might have been 3.5.
Pretty much.
So, like...
All right, thanks.
This to me... Thanks, Kevin. Stay on the line. Stay on the line, Kevin.
Stay close.
Don't hang up. We need you. We need some action, Kevin. Here's what this game is saying to me. No Andy Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
Huge action disability. Like you get the like.
Is that a huge huge action?
Huge, like huge action, as I suspected for the Browns game, being on the sideline for the Bengals game should downgrade the Bengals. Hugh Jackson being on the side for the Bengals in the Browns game. Being on the side for the Broncos game, I think the cost of Hugh Jackson should be 3 points.
Wow. So he went the other way.
Like, if this game was going to be maybe Bengals minus 1.5,
mm-hmm.
Now it's minus 4.5 without Dalton, it should probably be 7.5 with Hugh Jackson.
Wow. That's quite the...
Can you imagine, like, the guy couldn't even, like, coach again...
Yeah, that was your big angle last week in the Ohio Bowl.
I didn't bet it, which was stupid. We should have a section on just regrets.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I have a lot of regrets in my life, you know?
Yeah.
Girl in high school, you know?
Wow, high school.
Things could have gone differently. Didn't work out.
All right.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've been lucky in that regard. The girl in high school, not betting the Browns.
Those are the
you know, the two things.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. But now in this case, you want to go higher than 4.5. That's a little too much.
This team stinks.
Yeah.
Stinkola.
Yeah.
Like, you can put this team, you can take half the players off the field for the Broncos.
I might actually go. Let me see.
Hold on. We're calling Kevin.
Kevin.
He's going to 5.
What's the ticket count on it? Yeah. Oof. Wow.
Ooh.
Are there... Why don't you go to 5?
Okay. Stay in the line. Kevin, stay in the line.
He's on.
Okay.
But he said we're not getting huge action on the game.
Huh. I got it.
Things are the jokes are so much funnier when you have to explain them, aren't they?
In case everybody listening missed it, Scooch said we're not getting Hugh Jackson on the game, but he disguised it as huge action, little double entendre.
Yeah,
impressive. Yeah. But I got it.
Okay.
I'm gonna pass on this one.
All right.
I don't think I can put money on Jeff Driscoll.
Okay.
That's the Bengals' backup quarterback. Houston -5.5 against Cleveland. Cleveland is getting a little bit too much credit for beating the Bengals. This game should be 7. You get Kevin on the phone.
We are.
You change this number.
Yeah. No. Hang on one second, Kevin. What do we add on Houston?
Why don't you put Kevin on speaker?
Yeah. Yeah, I might put you on speaker here in a minute, but
maybe Kevin should just be on the podcast.
I think we're going. Wow. <Yeah. laughs> All right.
I don't need you to be a mouthpiece.
Well, I can't see how many tickets we have on the game from here.
Put Kevin on speakerphone.
No.
Don't hog the spotlight.
He said he doesn't want to be on the show. He's doing other things. He's multitasking.
Don't be a coward,
Kevin. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to be on the show, do you?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
Kevin, just be on the show.
I got to try really hard not to embarrass Bob now.
Woo.
No, you don't.
Yeah. All right.
We embarrass him every week. Okay, so you're moving the game.
Yeah.
What are you moving it to?
6.5.
Wish you hadn't done that because now other books might move it, and I kind of want to bet Houston at -5.5.
That's the risk you run. You know, you're a player.
Here's the thing. Right now, that game, nobody's hearing the podcast yet, although you moved it.
That's true.
Hold on. I can't find that game. Where is that game?
I mean, we just talked about Houston. We talked about how good they are, and I agree with you.
They are pretty good.
Yeah.
They're really good. I think they're like, although, the flip side, does that mean, why can't I find this game?
I don't know.
The flip side is, are they overvalued?
Houston? I don't think so. I like we said, I think they're not getting probably enough credit because of the strength of schedule or the lack of strength of their schedule. But you remember how high everyone was on this team before Deshaun Watson got hurt last year?
Mm-hmm.
And as high as they were on them then, they're not quite as high on them anymore, but that's the same team. That's the team that they thought.
This team is getting better.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're better than that. And yet people just forgot how much they were supporting them last year. So,
By the way, you were late getting a 6. It's 6 all over town right now.
Well, we went to 6.5.
Shut up. Kevin.
Kevin, did we go to 6.5?
You want to?
6.5.
Okay.
All right.
Now Scooch is sweating.
Because it's a sauna in here.
He just moved at a full point. Look at that. You know what we do here? We influence people. You think the wise guys will take it at 6.5?
I'll find out in a minute. I'll check back with.
Do you think there'll be a flood? Why don't you just tell Kevin if like something happens, just yell.
Yeah. Hey, if we get any bets on Cleveland, let me know.
Okay.
Are the phones lighting up?
Not yet.
Not yet. All right. Thanks.
Kevin doesn't like you.
Kevin's getting pissed.
Yeah. He is not a show pony to be trotted out for your amusement. Okay. Buffalo at Miami, Dolphins minus 5.
What do you do with this Buffalo team? That's the thing.
I think you bet against them this weekend.
Because they go back and forth.
Because I think they go back and forth, yeah. Different game on the road. Tannehill had a really good game last week.
Yeah.
I think Dolphins is anything less than a touchdown is probably the play.
Well, he is less than a touchdown. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think we're going to get a lot of that. I'm going to check
oh my
real
God.
Quick. What's the ticket count there? Yeah. Oof. Wow. Pretty close. And what are we at? Okay. All right. Thanks.
Bye. Scooch, we have like 85 games left.
Yeah.
You're going to need to put Kevin on speaker so we don't have to interrupt every time I have a question that you can't answer.
All right. We went to 5.5 on the game, and but the ticket count's dead even on that. Just dead even.
You're going to end up going higher. I'm telling you right now.
You know, 5 is that no man's land.
Yeah,
so
I know.
It's
people are going to lay that 5. They're going to lay that 5.5. You're going to get stuck into a spot where you're going to end up at 6, 6.5.
I think the sharp guys are going to take it.
No.
It's too many. I'm not. You don't see you don't see a 5, 5.5 go up to 7 very often. You usually see it come down. If a team isn't, if we don't make them close to 7 to begin with, barring an injury, I see it going down.
Don't patronize me.
So lay it now.
Don't patronize me.
Or lay it later.
Now I don't believe it as much. I don't feel as strong. Indianapolis is a 4-point favorite on the road against the once mighty Jacksonville Jaguars. If I'm looking at this right, this line opened to 2.5. It's been bet up to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Are wise guys betting the Colts that heavily?
Yeah.
Is this because Cody Kessler and Leonard Fournette are out?
Yeah. And boy, you know, the last few weeks, you know, it's been Colts. The public has been riding them, and we talked about it early on in the season. Once luck gets going and this team, gets their sea legs under them, and which they have, and you're seeing those point spreads getting bigger and bigger each week. They fell short last week against the Dolphins, which kind of saved our bacon a little bit. But no, this Colts team is just fast becoming that public team again. So. And they're done with Jacksonville. I mean, the public is just done with that.
Yeah.
They want nothing to do with them. Personnel changes, doesn't matter. That's not going to sway anyone into having anything to do with them. So this is just going to be all Colts.
It's such an interesting team. Like, they've lost, 7 in a row? They started 3-1. The wheels fell off against the Chiefs. Like, that was sort of the end of the road for them. They gave up a crap load of points. Blake Bortles started looking like Blake Bortles. They had 4 or 5 chances in the red zone. I remember this game very specifically.
Wow, you do.
Blew them all. Blake Bortles threw an interception in the red zone off of an offensive lineman's helmet. And that was it.
Yeah.
Then it was over.
Yeah.
They couldn't recover from that.
No. I mean, there's a team that just relied on their defense. I mean, look at how far they went last year, and they were just saying that Bortles was just, you know, he was so close, they were going to work on his arm, because that's why he's slinging it off guys' helmets, because he's like three-quarter, almost throwing the ball sidearm.
Yeah.
They were going to work with him, and that was going to be the difference maker, and just went the other way, just regressed.
I believe they call that an arm slot.
I see you got the technical terms, you know.
I might be maybe making that up.
But it's the truth. And so, this
it's like that time on the podcast where you made up the fact that the Saints were going to trade for Eli Apple and they were in competition with the Eagles, and then it just happened
it just
to turn
happened.
Out to be right.
Yeah. So you get lucky sometimes. You just, you know, throw stuff out there, and, you know, sometimes it happens.
Have the wise guys weighed in on this game?
Yeah, they're on the Colts.
They bet the Colts.
Yep.
I feel like I missed the best the number on that.
Yeah, you're done there.
Yeah. Carolina 3.5 at Tampa Bay.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
I think the number's right there. The public has been on Panthers the last couple of weeks, but that's with real short numbers. Laying anything more than a field goal, they get a little nervous. So in this one, I think we're going to get pretty good pretty good two-way, probably just a little heavier on the Panthers.
I look at these numbers lately, and normally I've got like a really good read on which side I want to go with.
Yeah.
And I just...
This week's tough, huh?
I feel like I'm looking at sort of an unsolved puzzle where the pieces are missing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do in this Carolina game.
No, that's a tough one. That's why I said I think we got the number right. So when it's tough to really pick what side that you like, that means it's a pretty good number.
According to the Action Network app, the free Action Network app, 60% of the money is coming in on Tampa Bay, which means the wise guys are betting the Tampa Bay because the ticket count is on Carolina.
Right. And that makes sense. Wise guys are just betting the home dog, and, you know, getting a little value at 3.5.
Yeah, I guess so.
But that's going to be pretty much a corner TV game.
All right. This next one, man. Oh, my God. You are going to be sucking air on this game. Do you know what game I'm talking about?
Kansas City.
Kansas City, 15-point favorite on the road.
Yeah.
Against the Oakland Raiders.
So let me just tell you, people in Las Vegas, they love the Raiders the last couple of years for a couple of reasons. Yeah, one of them being that they're coming to Las Vegas. And they love them this year, too. Only they love them this year because they bet against them every week and they win money.
And they win every week.
It's just an automatic. They bet against the Raiders. It's, you know, local TV coverage. That's what they talk about. Talk about the Raiders. Talk about the Raider games. It's one of the games will be shown on TV. And it's just bet against them. We can't make these point spreads high enough. This one is another one, like we talked about earlier. You have to just bet the Raiders. You have to take them as a professional handicapper.
How many professional bettors do you think are taking the Raiders right now?
Yeah, not...
Kevin!
Uh-oh. Let me put them on. You there?
Yep, I'm here.
How many professional bettors have taken the Raiders at plus 15?
At plus 15? Nobody yet. They took 15.5, though.
Okay. Professional bettors took 15.5.
There you go, right?
Yep, as soon as we opened it.
Yep. As soon as we opened it, you got it. If you're a professional bettor, you have to take the Raiders.
I can't wait to rename this podcast "The Favorites" with Chad and Kevin. Did Kevin hear that?
He's right here.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Does Kevin listen to the podcast? Does he know you're on a podcast?
Kevin, do you know that I do a podcast?
I've heard you mention it a few times.
Yeah. Oh! Does Kevin know who I am? Does he know I'm famous?
Do you know who this guy is?
Just from the podcast.
All right.
Kevin's done here.
I'm muting you. you're muted.
All right. So we know that there's at least one professional bettor who took it at 15.5 and nobody at 15.
Right.
New York Jets plus 8 on the road at Tennessee. They showed up on Sunday.
For
the
a
Jets.
While. Yeah.
The Jets.
Yeah, if we could count the score after three quarters.
Classic Josh McCown game.
Yeah.
Good enough for three quarters.
Yeah. You know, ironically, I missed the end of it, and I just, you know, I had to call in just to see how much we lost. And they said, you know, the Jets were right there at the end, and they could have scored, and they came up short. And I missed that, but thanks for telling me that. It just makes me feel so much better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I just looked at the final score, and that's all you need
to
know.
That's all that matters.
Right?
The right side is
the winning
side.
Yeah. I think this line will, I mean, the public isn't necessarily going to lay that big number. I think we'll get some pretty good two-way at that number. There's still a lot of Jet supporters out there, just the general public, I mean. I don't think the wise guys have weighed in on this one yet.
I'm going to have to check with Kevin real quick. Kevin, wise guys, the Jets, the wise guys weigh in on this one?
Yep, they took 9 right away.
Took 9, yep. Okay. All right, thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big number. It's a little too big. I mean, it's on the high side.
But no one's betting 8. No one's betting plus 8.
Nope.
I'm not going to bet that game.
No.
I'm not allegedly betting anything yet. Seattle -9.5 at home against San Francisco.
Yeah.
Boy, the Seahawks are just impressive.
They're gonna, they're gonna lay this one. And even when the Seahawks lose, they still draw some support from the public bettors the next week. It's not it's not like the public has been fickle with them. They've been on them as underdogs, as favorites. They just ride it out with this team. So this is going to be another another game where the public is going to be on the Seahawks. So we're definitely on the high side here. If you're a professional handicapper, you know, you don't lay that number, you take it.
Yeah, but they're not taking it.
Not yet. We're going to have to inch up on this one a little bit, but we're good right now. Okay. No. Right. Do we do the horn? I didn't have the headphones.
We're doing the horn.
All right, just
believe
checking.
You me. Here's a game I like. Might have to allegedly bet this. New England -5. Against Minnesota.
Yeah.
I like the Vikings here.
Well, yeah, everyone. We went really on the high side here, and they took the Vikings right away. So
what did you open at?
7.
Wow.
Yeah, went right
see,
down.
See, I can't, knowing the 7 was out there, I can't bet +5.
Yeah, because you missed it.
You just, I missed it.
On principle, you can't take it.
But suck.
This... We'll still get plenty of Patriot money. This will creep back up, but you won't get 7.
What do you think I'll get it at?
You'll get 6, 6.5 maybe.
I'll take 6.5.
You'll take 6.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would do that.
Yeah. But you know, a lot of value on this one. I mean, I hate saying it, but you know, how many times have we gone against the Patriots? You go against the Patriots. But...
Look, this weekend I was on the Patriots at like. -100, and I still won the bet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
they didn't play well even.
And still covered.
I still covered.
But now you're gonna go against them.
Well, I think Minnesota's a better team than the Jets.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Kirk Cousins is having just a ridiculously good year.
Yeah.
And I think their defense is really good, and I think the Patriots' defense is not so good.
I think you're right.
I'm waiting. Even though right now, yeah, 60, fudgy.
What?
Well, 45% of the, 55% of the money is on Minnesota. 61% of the tickets are on New England.
Yeah. That's why I said the public will drive that number up. The bigger money is going to be on the Vikings because we deliberately went on the high side.
I'm going to wait. Going to hold my powder.
Yeah.
The late move is the correct move. So if the late move ends up being the line goes up to 6.5 and stays there,
yeah.
Does that mean the right move is to bet on the Patriots -5?
Yeah. I mean, if you just do some analysis and you look at a lot of those moves on Sunday morning, the 2 hours before kickoff, most of the time, that's the right side.
I'm going to do some analysis on that. We at Action Network have something called Bet Labs, and Action Network's where I work. And we've got a free app. You can download it. And Bet Labs like has access to all this data over the past 20 years where we can analyze everything, like from weather patterns to point spreads to, you know, home and away, all that kind of stuff.
How far back?
2003. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to go too far back. You want it to be relevant.
No, you want it to be relevant.
Yeah.
No, I get it. So I'm going to do a little, the late move is, I'm going to create a late move is the correct move system.
Okay.
How do teams do in the last 2 hours? How do bets in the last 2 hours do moving in one direction or the other?
Okay.
I'll tell you how it goes.
Yeah. Because you might want to just break it down a little bit more. I'm just thinking about this half a point may not make it. It has to be a significant move for it to be.
What's defined significant?
I think probably more than a point.
Point and a half?
Unless it's like at 3. I mean, like we talked about before, going from 3 to 3.5 is probably more significant than going from 11.5 to 12.5.
Well, I can test it in multiple ways. I can be like, give me line moves in the last 2 hours before kickoff.
Yeah.
How do teams do when the line moves from 3 to 3.5? Do you underdogs? Saying,
yeah.
And then how do teams do when it moves from 5 to 7?
Yeah.
You know?
That's what you should do.
Okay. What does Kevin think? Kevin okay with that?
Kevin, you there? You like that? You like that analysis?
Yeah, could only hear part of it.
Okay, he's working. Kevin's busy.
He's treating honestly. he's treating the podcast the way you treat the podcast.
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin.
Los Angeles Chargers +3.5 against the Pittsburgh Steelers at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this is
that hook.
Yeah.
That hook is like bait. Yep. It is trying to capture itself in my cheek.
The professional better has to take the 3.5.
100%.
But we are just like last week. That was the game that bailed us out, was against the Broncos.
Yeah.
And we needed them to save our day. This will be a little bit different case. It'll be the late game, which is always a much bigger game for us. It's the bailout game. And so we know that there's going to be plenty of parlay money on Pittsburgh. But when you have two real good teams and one of them's getting more than 3 points, that same segment of the general public, they flip it and they bet they take the
they
good
take
team.
The underdog.
Yeah. So any big game now, you know, when the Yankees and Red Sox are always, if they're both good and one of them's getting +$1.50, they'll take the dog. It doesn't matter who
they will. Is that because the public's getting smarter?
Yeah. And the public is looking at value now, which they've never done before. So in national championship games, college national championship games, automatically, if a team was laying 3.5, 4 points, we'd get money on the favorite. Now it's like, okay, well, Clemson's playing Alabama. They're both good enough to get here. I'm taking the dog with points, you know, and they have a good shot to win the game outright. We're getting more of that than we've ever gotten before. I'm not saying it's still more than the people that are laying the favorite, but we're getting more dog money in big games than we've ever gotten in the past.
You know why people are getting smarter?
Because of shows like yours.
It's only taken about 7 years, but you finally figured out my MO.
Yeah, exactly.
Last game of the night is the Monday Night Football game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Redskins. The Eagles are 6.5-point favorites.
Yeah, This is a tough one. Monday night game, talking about people laying the favorites. Anytime you're close to those key numbers, threes and sevens, if you're at 6.5, we know the public is going to lay that number. So we're gonna end up needing the Redskins on this one. Philly's disappointed most of the bettors most of the year, so that's kind of slowed them down a little bit. But on a Monday night game, Laying 6.5, they're going to be all over the Eagles on this one. So, I think the wise guys will probably take Washington. So, if anything, this line comes down.
Okay. You know what it's time for?
I think so.
How did we do in Scooch Roulette last week, Matt Ford?
Well, I know who I had.
Who'd you have?
The Falcons on Thanksgiving.
You lost.
Yeah.
Chad had the Steelers. But on Sunday, he decided he wanted the Broncos. So can I change it?
What? Oh, you know what? On Thursday, when I woke up, I really wanted the Saints.
Right.
Yeah, I did.
So you can change it if you want. Go with what your heart tells you.
Hey, Kevin?
Yeah?
Hey, I want you to think about this. Look at the schedule, and if I had to put a gun to your head to play one game, I want that game.
Hold on.
Don't tell me yet.
Hold on.
No.
Let's play some music. Let's play some Scooch Roulette. We're the best produced podcast on the airwaves. Like, if there were a podcast award for how the host manages the traffic on the show, I feel like I would totally win that award. Don't you think so? Professional. Mm-hmm. Is Kevin answering? What's happening?
Oh, are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay. Kevin, who do you got?
I take the Vikings.
Vikings.
Wow.
Good job. Well done.
+5.
I think we're at 5.5. What number? Are you getting a good number?
Yeah, we're the only 5.5 out there.
There you go.
Fives and a couple 4.5s.
There you go. Sharp.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
All right.
I like
Thanks.
It a lot.
All right.
Nice job, Kevin. You killed it today. I'm going to take the Detroit Rock City Lions +10 against the Los Angeles Rams.
I like it.
I do like it too. That is some sharp betting.
Yep.
Folks, This has been The Favorites from the Action Network. You can download our free app. You can listen to the podcast from Apple Podcasts and radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I am Chad Millman. We podcast Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Listen to me on Friday when Blackjack Fletcher joins the show to talk about our five picks for the Westgate Las Vegas Super Contest to win $1.4 million. Until next time.